In 1934, a desperate alcoholic named Bill Wilson had a conversation that would spark a worldwide spiritual movement. What emerged wasn't a new religion, but a rediscovery of ancient wisdom about human imperfection. This wisdom reveals a profound paradox. Our flaws aren't obstacles to spiritual growth, but the very pathway to it. In our perfectionism-obsessed culture, where social media showcases only our highlight reels, this message feels revolutionary, yet it's as old as humanity itself. The spirituality of imperfection begins with a simple, liberating truth. To be human is to be flawed, and that's not only okay, it's essential to our journey toward wholeness. Wisdom begins precisely where knowledge ends. Unlike our modern obsession with information and expertise, true wisdom emerges when we recognize our limitations. Think of it as knowledge plus, understanding not just facts, but the boundaries of what we can know. Spirituality itself resists definition. Like trying to capture the fragrance of a rose, we can experience it, but never fully contain or explain it. It exists without physical properties, defining us rather than being defined by us. This ineffable quality makes spirituality both frustrating and profound. It points beyond words to lived experience. To be human is to be imperfect, a truth central to spiritual wisdom across traditions. Throughout history, spiritual teachers have described our condition as fundamentally off balance, not as something to fix, but to acknowledge. When a monk committed a fault, Abba Moses refused to judge him, carrying a leaking jug to show how his own sins run out behind me. This wasn't false modesty, but self-awareness. We often judge others for flaws we deny in ourselves. The desert monks knew we connect through our failings, not our virtues. Humans are walking paradoxes, mixtures of light and darkness. William James distinguished between the once-born, who know no doubts, and the twice-born, haunted by moral struggle. This openness to suffering isn't failure, it's essential. As Rabbi Moshe Leib said, no one is as whole as he who has a broken heart. The spirituality of imperfection invites us to see our condition as both and, rather than either or. Augustine and Luther understood we are simul justus et peccator, simultaneously righteous and sinners. Suffering confronts us with what we cannot control. When we hit bottom, we experience kenosis, an emptying that creates space for renewal. This surrender isn't defeat, but the first step toward authentic living. Our most transformative moments typically emerge from struggle, not ease. Stories reflect our mixed nature, showing both tragedy and comedy, revealing our inherent ambiguity. Unlike religion with its boundaries that can create division, spirituality flows openly like water. And while therapy offers explanations, spirituality offers forgiveness. Therapy might free us from addiction, but spirituality releases us for connection, meaning, and purpose beyond ourselves. Self-knowledge builds compassion. Accepting our imperfections allows us to extend grace to others. As Rabbi Moshe Leib taught, redemption comes when we recognize our flaws and try to mend them. The line between good and evil runs not between groups, but through every human heart. Spirituality engages our entire being through perception, emotion, and will. Though interconnected, seeing, our inner vision that places self in context, takes precedence, explaining why people perceive identical situations differently. Hearing holds special significance. Unlike sight, we cannot hear away, but must listen, suggesting connection with what's heard. The master's story about hearing what one's wife isn't saying illustrates this deeper listening capacity. The spirituality of imperfection heals the division between head and heart, resisting the dominance of either intellect or emotion. Jonathan Edwards described the sense of the heart, an integrated center where thought and feeling unite. ancient teachers identified destructive thought patterns, anger becoming clinging to resentment rather than practicing forgiveness, and acedia manifesting as profound listlessness. The remedy? Be real. Accept that life's essential lessons come not from thinking about the human condition, but from living it. Spirituality thrives through mutuality, the awareness that life's most precious realities are attained only by giving them and received only by accepting them. As Bill Wilson realized with Dr. Bob Smith, I needed this alcoholic as much as he needed me. In mutuality, we give by getting and get by giving. Community forms when people seek spiritual reality together. We need significant others to reflect back the meanings of our actions, for being human happens in relationship. It's more like a wink than a blink. Soul friends and guides exist across traditions. These mentors rarely teach by telling truths, but serve as listeners who elicit honesty. As Cassian noted, hidden things hinder wholeheartedness. Spiritual directors uncover one's condition through attentive listening and thoughtful questions. True wisdom comes from identification with others, not books. When merchants questioned Rabbi Bunim about visiting Sadakim despite his knowledge, he explained, "I know all those wonderful things. I have read the program." When they protested that reading a program isn't seeing a play, he replied, "That's just how it is with books and Sadakim." The spirituality of imperfection rejects control in favor of openness to mystery. Unlike magic, which attempts to manipulate outcomes, miracle involves accepting realities beyond our control. As Bill Wilson noted about AA's success, it's fundamentally a mystery that adds up to a miracle. This distinction is crucial for addiction recovery, which represents the ultimate effort to control through chemical magic. Recovery requires abandoning godlike demands for magical solutions, shifting from willfulness, demanding change, to willingness, accepting lack of control. Modern idolatry often manifests as worship of technique, demanding procedures while refusing to acknowledge what cannot be measured. Spirituality resists reduction to technique, as Soviet addiction experts discovered when trying to extract AA's formula, finding only time. We live in what Leslie Farber called an age of disordered will, where we confuse what can be directly willed with what cannot. We can will knowledge, but not wisdom, pleasure, but not happiness. This confusion leads to anxiety, then addiction, as attempts to control the uncontrollable destroy what we crave. The ultimate spiritual destination is being at home, finding where we truly fit in the world. When we accept our imperfection, we release the need to betray our true self to belong. Home becomes where we find peace by living with our own flaws and accepting others' imperfections. Here, tensions dissolve as we balance life's opposing forces. We stop fighting, especially with ourselves. Creating space for our imperfection grants others the same freedom. Hide and home share the same root, K, both representing bounded space. Home protects rather than conceals us. We find belonging through sharing and listening to stories, building trust by revealing what we usually hide. All spirituality teaches our oneness. Anyone's joy or sorrow belongs to everyone. This isn't codependence, but love. Accepting our common imperfection drops our defenses, allowing authentic vision of ourselves and others. Through embracing imperfection, we become free not from fear, but free for love and life itself.